Shalom, this is the Chazar recording for the Daily Halacha group, starting with Simin Aleph, Seif Aleph. The learning should be as a refuah shalema for Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya betoch Shar Chole Yisrael, and Seif Aleph, Simin Aleph, Seif Aleph. Yisgaber Karila Salamat Baboker, Lavadas Baruch Shim or Ashachar. Mishnah Berurah points out, Lekach Nivra Ha'adam, our purpose in the world is Avodas Hashem, and therefore each day we wake up, we should have that on our minds. The Rama adds on, "Val kol panim lo yecheres manat filo shatzibur mispalalim." You still should have, even if not so much, even if you're a little bit tired, a little bit whatever, you still have to wake up enough time to daven with the tzibur. He then adds on, "Shivisi Hashem negdi tami dukal gadol b'torah malos hatzadikim asher holchem lufnei alukim." He starts off with the words of Musar of "Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid." Person should always have thoughts of Hashem in front of him all the time. Tamid. Interestingly, the Rama ends off Shulchan Aruch with "Vitov Lev Mishta Tamid." Starts off with Tamid, ends with Tamid. Mirtzah Hashem, when we get to the end of Chelek Vav, we can discuss it further. The Zukal Gatol Marlos Hatzadikim Asher Holchem Lufnei Elokim, to always keep Hashem's mindful of Hashem in front of us. Ki Eni Shivas Adam Utnuos Av Asaka Vehu Levado Veso Ki Shivas Utnuos Av Asaka Vehu Lufnei Melech Gadol. To always think about Hashem being in front of us, being always us in front of Him, because our actions and deeds are different when we think of whom we're standing in front of. Velo Diburo Behar Chavas Pivkir Tzonav Vehu Anche Beito Krovav Ki Diburo Moshe Vamelech. We act differently, we speak differently when we are in the presence of a king. Kol Shken Kshiyasim Adam Elibo Shemelech Gadol Kadosh Baruch. So certainly if it's a regular basar v'dam king, we act differently. Certainly if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we think about his greatness. Quotes a pasuk to point out that even if a person should hide, Hashem will see them. Meaning that wherever we are, we're in the presence of Hashem. It's not possible to hide from Him, and therefore we are always in His presence. We should always be mindful of that. So when a person does that, miyad yegielav hayir of ha'achna b'fachad Hashem yisparach v'vashto mimenu tamid, that a person should immediately have the sense of yiras Hashem. It's interesting that he starts off with yiras Hashem, not avas Hashem, and that's a very important klal here in the Shavur. He always thinks that we should be very careful in how we act, and that's one of the themes that he has throughout the entire Mishnah Berurah. He points out the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning, that in the morning, what should a person do? He says, the Shla, he quotes him as a Netilas Yadayim, one of the most important things a person can do in the morning. We'll get to Hilchos Netilas Yadayim a little bit later in Shulchan Aruch, and he points out, Lo Yelech Adam, Arba Amos B'li Netilas Yadayim. It's important not to go 4 Amos if a person can without Netilas Yadayim in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah is quick to add on, however, a person should not violate any dinim in their zeal to make sure that they have Netilas Yadayim within 4 Amos of when they wake up, such as taking somebody else's water, or waking other people, or not using the restroom if a person needs to. That's a really important principle to keep in mind, that it's a wonderful thing to be zealous for these dinim, but a person still has to keep in mind the other dinim as well. The other dinim will be discussed more when we get to the Netilas Yadayim. He quotes in the word Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tamid, in the Mishnah Berurah, quotes from the Arizal that a person should have in mind the Shem Havaya Yud Ke Vav Ke with the Nikud of Yira, meaning a Chirik, then a Shva, then a Kamatz, then nothing under the hay. And if you look at the word Kivavke, it often has a different Nikud. The Nikud of Yira is something that he points out should have certainly during Tfila. And some Siddurim, it's even printed on top. He says there are also people who have something called a cloth called Shivisi, which has the word Shivisi, Hashem Negdi Tamid, and a menorah, which is often the menorah in the shape of the Mizmor, Lamatzeach, Minginos, Mizmor, Shir. However, he points out that these menorahs that have can be a problem, because if people do not keep them properly, then it can come the day mechikas Hashem, because they'll be thrown out, it'll be damaged in some way, and then the name will be erased, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is an Isser. And so although someone in their zeal, again, is trying to do something extra, they could come lidei Isser, and it goes into his theme of Yiras Hashem being a prime theme. He says, therefore, if you have one of these Shivisi things, Shivisi plaques by the Chazan, where it's not going to be used or handled by people, so that certainly should not be a problem. Continuing in the Ramah, he says this person should not be embarrassed when a person does mitzvos or is pursuing avodas Hashem, that other people outside might find silly or might make fun. And the Mishnah Berurah adds on that if you're an Adam Beinoni, you're a regular person, you shouldn't be embarrassed also to learn from other people. A person shouldn't be embarrassed to do the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you shouldn't be embarrassed by the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Soloveitchik was very fond of always saying that we cannot be embarrassed by the mitzvahs. We should not even feel bad about fulfilling the mitzvahs. There is never eva, there's never any problem of doing the mitzvah as it said. We should be proud of the mitzvahs, and we should do them as avodas Hashem. he points out in the Be'er Halacha, however, that that certainly shouldn't be embarrassed, but he also shouldn't be too haughty. He points out that if there is a makom tzarech, then it's important to stand up and stand up for the Torah principles. Goes through some details in the Be'er Halacha. Continuing the Ramah, gam behatznei aleches of a shachov al mishkava yedel ifnei miyushochiv miyad shirin ishnato yakum bisrizus lapodes baro yisbarach v'yisale, that wherever a person is, you should always know how he has this concept of shibisa shom negdi tamid. When a person goes to sleep, when a person wakes up, when a person wakes up from a nap, you should always have that same attitude in mind. Continuing with Sif Beis, I'm asking leitzchan lifnei baro yichavim l'shos ha-mishtanos ha-mishmaros shen b'shlush ha-layla sof shen shay ha-layla sof ha-layla sh'atfila sh'yispailo b'os ha-nashos ha-lachorban v'lagolos yirtziyah. As a person to daven, it's important for a person to daven about the Chorban and Golos at particular times during the night. The night can be divided into three mishmaros, at the end of the first, or the end of the second third, or the end of the third third, which is coincides with Alos HaShachar. The Mishnah Berurah calls this Shomrim Laboker, that this is a tikkun that's printed in some Siddurim that a person should say, that that has a special tfilos for the Chorban and for the Galus. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, Roy lechol yirei shamayim, shehem meitzer v'doeg al Chorban beis hamikdash. It's an important thing for everyone who considers themselves to be a yirei shamayim to be worried about the beis hamikdash. This is not the same as what we can colloquially call tikkun chatzos. Mishnah Berurah points out at the Shari Tshuva here at Be'er Heitev that there is a Arizal is very makbid on something called tikkun chatzos. There's tikkun rachel and tikkun leah. One's about the Chorban habayis, one's about the Galus hashchina. And then it starts with a vidui, and it has Tehillim, and it has Kinos as well. Different ones, a different set of different days. And this should not be done at the end of the first Mishmar, or end of the second Mishmar, but after the time of Chatzos. There's a whole discussion here, how we calculate Chatzos. If you calculate Chatzos Hayom, then whatever Chatzos Hayom is, half the time between Nates and Shkia, if you would then add 12 regular hours to it, you will get the Chatzos Halayla. Tikkun Chatzos should be said, ideally, in theory, according to the Arizal, after that time, all the way through Alos HaShachar. Mishnah Berurah writes over here that he thinks, in fact, that Eisli Sonal HaChorban Nochon Yoser Shia Kodim Chatzos Ma'as. Now, he says it's best to do it a little bit before Chatzos, and afterwards, a person should learn Torah. And Basof HaLayla Yevakesh Sarachav, that at the end of the night, before Alos HaShachar, at that time of the Mishtanos HaMishmaros, a person should ask for his own things. And he quotes from the Arizal that the first thing a person should try to learn is Mishnayos. Because that has osios neshama, and therefore maybe even a little bit Kabbalah. He says yesh omrim is from mishichvi ad kumi, from the time of Shavuos until the time of Tisha B'av. Shichvi, which we read in Megillas Rus, and Kumi, which we read in Megillas Eicha and Tisha B'av, there is less of a need to wake up at night because the night is shorter. But from the time of Tisha B'av through Shavuos or Tu B'av through Tesvav Iyar, only a couple of days off on either direction, it's important for a person to wake up and to do these things. There's a very strong emphasis on Tikkun Chatzos, so much so that they quote from Moshe Zechus that if a person has the opportunity to say it, he must do so. So much so that if a person wakes up for Slichos, and he's a person who regularly says Tikkun Chatzos, and he now only has time to say one of the two, he should ideally prefer to say Tikkun Chatzos over Slichos. Again, Moshe Zechus writes that it's for someone who's a regular to say Tikkun Chatzos, but for other people, perhaps not. But it emphasizes the importance of the Mishnah Berurah. Also points out, quoting on the very beginning of Seif Beis, when a person wakes up, he says, "Moda ani lefanecha melech chayv kayam, melech chayv kayam shechazarta b'nishmati bechemla." Rabbi Mudatecha pointing out that the etnachta, the pause, should be after bechemla, that Hashem returned our my neshama with mercy, and Rabbi Mudatecha that his emuna is great, not for now, but it's based on the pasuk in Eicha. Continuing in Seif Dalet, Tov Ma'at, Tachanim B'Chavana Meharbos B'Lo Chavana, it's better to have a few Tachanim, a shorter amount of Tefillah with Kavana than much Tefillah without Kavana. Mishnah Berurah points out it's not necessarily a dichotomy. Ideally, it would be to have more Tefillah with more Kavana. It's not just a lot of Tefillah with a little bit of Kavana or a little bit of Tefillah with a lot of Kavana. Ideally, we should have all of our Tefillah with Kavana. However, he points out also, Mishu Bal Torah, Veishal Lev L'Havin L'Lomad, if a person knows how to learn, so it's best to perhaps cut out some of these extra tefillos, some of these extra piyutim, and to learn instead, and as well as to learn Musar, because he says, even such a person who knows how to learn, he says, Kol HaGadol Mechaveir Yitzor Gadol Himenu, the greater person is, the greater the Yitzor Hara it can be. Same with Sif Hey, Tovon or Parshas HaAkedah, Parshas HaMan, Vaseres HaDibros, Parshas Olo, Mincha Shlomim, Vechadas Vashem. Every single morning, a person should say the Akedah, which is printed in Mosudurim, and the Parshas HaMan, which we usually have printed at the end of Shacharis, Vaseres HaDibros, which usually doesn't appear. Parshas Olo, Mincha Shlomim, Vechadas Vashem. All of these things for various reasons. The Akedah, Mishnah writes that it reminds us of Zichus Avos, as well as that a person should be willing L'hachnia Yitzro, just like Yitzchak Avinu was willing to suppress his taif and his own yetzer. And Parshas Haman, they should build a person to believe each day and demonstrate each day that he believes that all parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As well as the Korban and the Seres HaDibros to emphasize how important they are. Now, the Seres HaDibros was an issue that the Rama points out now, Vidavka biyachid mutar mlomar aseres hadibros b'chol yom, aval asur l'omram b'tzibur, because there was an issue of the minim. The Apikarsim thought that only aseres hadibros was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything was not. And so therefore, it was perhaps once part of tefillah, it no longer is. There's a whole discussion in Mishnah Berurah that perhaps, therefore it should not be said b'tzibur, but perhaps biyachid, it can be said as part of the instituted part of tefillah. We assume l'halacha that it is not said b'yachidim, even by a yachid, as an instituted part of tefillah. Many people have the practice to say it, perhaps recite it afterwards on their own, but instituted as part of tefillah. And the korbanos as well should be said, because although we cannot offer korbanos each day, if a person recites them, the Gemara, the Chazal tell us that it's as if he offered them. The Mishnah points out that ein dai ba'amir, it's not enough to recite these things. El sheis bonim al shu'omer v'yarkin yiflaos Hashem. The person has to understand what these things are. It's not just to recite the Parsha Samantha, to recite the Parsha Sakeda, but to be misbonim, to think about them. Same thing goes with the korbanos. The korbanos as well. There is somewhat of a discussion here about what about chatas and asham. Ola shlamim mincha could be korbanos that can be offered bin dava, can be offered all the time. However, chatas is not something that I necessarily have to bring each and every day. And therefore, Mr. Brook, what's the magnavram? If you know that you have to bring a chatas, it should come first. Because in theory, if I had to bring a chatas and an ola, I should bring my chatas first. But here, since I don't know, so we assume not. We assume that we always say in the proper order. We'll continue a little bit. In Seif Vav, Parshias HaKarbonos Leomar Ela Biyom, even if a person wakes up early and is able to say brachos before Alos HaShachar, should not recite the Karbonos until the daytime. We base it on Pusik. Biyom Tzavosos Bnei Yisrael, Karbonos are only kosher when they're brought during the day, and therefore Parshias Karbonos should be recited at least after Alos HaShachar and not prior to that. Siv Zayin, Shei Yisayin Parshias Ola Yomar Yiratzom Lefanecha Shei Yizachashu Mekubla Kiru Krafti Ola Lechachim Achar Parshias HaMincha Vashlamim Pnei Shem Baim B'Nedava. Shulchan Aruch writes that since Ola, Mincha, and Shlomim could come bin Nedava, a person can volunteer to bring them, then after he recites them, he should say Hiratzon, and they should be considered as if I brought them myself. He points out it's not true about a Chatas and an Asham. The Sari Tshuva quotes that perhaps on the Chatas you should say B'Safik, maybe I was Chayav Chatas, maybe I wasn't Chayav Chatas, and it should be K'ilu Hikrati Chatas. And the Achronim point out that there is no Chatas of Ala Safik. Chatas is not Ala Safik. You have to have Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Sof. If you don't have Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Sof, then the Chatas shouldn't be brought. So to bring a Chatas Ala Safik doesn't make sense. So they say, okay, so don't say Hiratzon by a Chatas, but perhaps by an Asham. There's an idea called an Asham Talui that a person should say Hiratzon, that if I was Chayav an Asham, so this should be Chayav, this carbon that I recited should qualify as if I brought a korban asham. Sharjul points out you can say that every single day of the year except for the day after Yom Kippur, because if a person is chayv nashem toli and Yom Kippur passes, then he is no longer chayv nashem toli, and so he shouldn't say that he writes on the day after Yom HaKippurim. Pasif ches yomar ima korbanos pasik v'shachat otol yerecha mizbeach tzafona lifnei Hashem. The Chazal tell us that this pasuk is an important thing to say, that this pasuk qualifies as if this is what makes it as if all of our korbanos are brought today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zocher HaKedas Yitzchak as well. He says it should be said with the korbanos. The Mishnah points out that usually it said Nohagin Lomar Echar Parshas HaTamid. In Sephardic Siddur, it's usually brought after the Parshas HaKedah because it's zocher HaKedas Yitzchak. Siv Tes. Yesh Nagin Lomar Parshas Akiyar V'Hakach Parshat Trumas Adesh V'Hakach Parshat Tamid V'Hakach Parshat Mizbeach Miktar Torahs V'Parshat Tzavnei Aktaris V'Asiyaso. Some people have the minhag to add in all the Parshas Akiyar and Trumas Adesh and Tamid and then the Mizbeach Miktar Aktaris and Tzavnei Aktaris V'Asiyaso. And the Trumas Adesh, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Trumas Adesh and the Kiyar can be said before Alos, because indeed that's when they were done. The others should be said after Alos, because that's when they were done. More popularly, the Korban Tamid and the Torahs are recited by everybody. Some siddurim include the other korbanos as well. Moving on to su simin beis din levishas begadim. So aleph leil bachaluk on miyushav aleika chaluk on viachnis barosh uzrosav ba'otan shochev nimsek sheyakom hu mechuse. Mishnah Berurah points out that the whole idea is that a person should be tsanua, whether he's in the presence of other people, whether he's even by himself. Tsanius is not necessarily that some other person should see me in the presence, but it's the way that I behave in my own life, and therefore it's inappropriate, Mishnah Berurah writes, that a person should be unclothed at any point, and therefore a person should try to stay undercover as much as they possibly can to try to be less covered. It's not the details of precisely how to put on the clothing, how to take off the clothing, are going to be person and clothing specific. The details here are not meant to be a prescription in how to put them on so that a person should remain covered, but generally speaking, giving the idea that a person should stay covered. And he says it's somewhat context dependent. It depends on how a person is normally dressed, what's normal to be undressed outside. He says a person certainly can brush a legalos yado ad kovado. Person certainly doesn't have to cover beyond their elbows, and savara al chaza, and certainly not to his neck, and other things. We'll get to the details of tznius a little bit later. Beis al yomar v'hinei b'chadrei chadari mi ro'eni ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu melocha la'aretz. A person shouldn't think that I'm alone and therefore nobody sees me, because I'm in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. It's not about other people, it's about how I react, how I act with myself and in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's important to put on clothing properly, that they are right side in instead of inside out, that they should be outside out. And he writes, even that if it's a person's Talmud Chacham, and he sees that his clothing is backward, is inside out, then he has to change it immediately, because the Talmud Chacham represents Torah, represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it needs to be changed. He says, Masha Enkein, regular people who do not need to do so other than for tefillah, because when it comes to tefillah, a person should try to dress in a more fancy fashion, and therefore should be dressed more appropriately. A person should put on his right foot shoe first, then his left shoe, then tie the left, and then tie the right after. Mishnah Berurah explains that we always do everything with the right first. Whenever it comes to any part of clothing, we do the right first. Even quotes when bathing, a person should bathe the right side first. The Torah and Chazal give a much more important covered to tzad yamin, and therefore they should be done first. However, when it comes to kishira, when it comes to tying, since we put our tefillin on the right, he puts his tefillin on his left hand, kishira is given priority on the left side, and therefore the left shoe should be tied first. Mr. Rama adds on, v'minalim shalanu she'en lahem kishira yinol shal yamin tchila. This is true even if there's no tying, if there's no tying at all, so the person should just put on the right one first, and then the left one. Mishnah Berurah points out that even if a person has his left shoe first, he should wait until his right shoe is available to put on the right and then put on the left first. He also points out that if a person is a lefty who's putting tefillin on his right hand, then he should put on his right shoe and tie his right shoe seemingly, and then put on his left shoe and then tie his left shoe. Or perhaps he doesn't actually say whether you put on the right and then put on the left and then tie the right then tie the left. He's not specific. When you take off your shoes, you take off the left first, not because we want to give it cover, but because we want to give cover to the right side, that we leave the shoes on the right as long as possible, because we consider having to wear shoes as a cover, and therefore the right remains on for longer. There is somewhat of a discussion when we remove shoes for a mitzvah purpose. So if the shoes are removed for Birkas Kahanim, for example, or before Yom HaKippurim, when then removing shoes becomes a mitzvah, so then there is a machlokas achronim, whether the right shoe should be removed first, because then it's covered to do the mitzvah would be to remove the right shoe first. If I'm not mistaken, the Luach Eretz Yisrael of Rechil Mechel Tkachensky says to remove the right first. The Shuvas Devaria Hoshua says, if you remove the right first, you should put it back on, and then take off the left, and then take off the right again, because we don't edit this, we don't change the order regardless of the purpose that we're tying the shoes for.